I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Rosh Hashanah. We continue with our study of Nachayomi as we do every single daily. And the late, great Rabbi Jerry Anker, Zichrono Levracha. And so, today we find ourselves in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in Perek Lamed Ches. Now, Perek Lamed Ches is a 28 Pasuk Perek. In the first 6 Psukim, Yirmiyahu again gets thrown into a pit. And in Psukim Zayin to Yud Gimel, he gets rescued. And from Pasuk Yedel till the end of the Perek, he begs Tzidkio and commands him to surrender to be saved. And so we begin. So they heard all the things that Yirmiyahu was saying while he was in the prison yard, telling everyone who was going to the prison yard to hear. And they said, Ko'amar Hashem, they heard Yirmiyahu saying in Hashem's name, and whenever you see the phrase Ko'amar Hashem, it's a reference to Nevuah. If you stay in the city, you're going to suffer. But if you give over yourselves to the Kasdim, the Babylonians, you'll be okay. You'll at least live, and you'll be able to not be put to death. So, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem said that this city is certainly going to be given over to the king of Babel. You must not say the people complained to the king and they said, listen, he's terrible. What Yirmiyahu is doing is he's inciting the people to give up. Tzidkio says in Pasuk Hey, look, I can't do anything, but you're going to have to do what you want. Right? The king is not going to stop you. He can't stop you. So Rashi explains Tzidkio agrees with them because he's lowering the morale of the soldiers. But the Abar Benel says, what are you fighting with me? He's in your hands. The king can't do anything to you to prevent him from doing anything. So what do the people do? They stuck him into the pit of Melchio, the king's son, which is in the Chatzar Matara. So that this way it doesn't look like they went against what Tzidkio said when he commanded that they should put him into Chatzar Matara. So they put him in the prison. They put him down there with ropes, and it was quicksand. And Yirmiyahu started to sink in the mud. So Eved Melech Hakushi was an officer in the king's house. The king was in Shar Ben Yamin. So Eved Melech, says, listen, my king, these people did a lot of bad with what they did to Yirmiyahu by throwing him into the pit. He would have died in his place because of the famine. But, you know, what would have happened if they left him in his place? He would have died by now. But now they're hastening his death. So that's not acceptable. So what does he do? The king commands Eved Melech Hakushi, he says, you know what? You better take 30 people in your charge and take him out of the pit before he dies. So the Melech takes the men and he comes to the king's house under the treasury. He takes their worn clouts and worn wet rags and he lets them down to Yirmiyahu with the ropes. He says, put the stuff under your armpits, under the ropes. So Yirmiyahu does that. And so what do? So they pulled Yirmiyahu up by the ropes. It was terribly painful. They're pulling him up, and he's got these rags underneath his arms to at least prevent terrible rope burn, right? and he's in Mechatzar Matara. Vayishlach HaMelech Tzidkiyahu Vayikachas Yirmiyahu HaNavi Eilav El Mavo HaShlishi Asher Beis Hashem. So Tzidkiyahu sends for Yirmiyahu. Vayom HaMelech Yirmiyahu Shoal Ani Oscha Davar Al Techachayin Mimeni Davar. He says, listen, I want to ask you for the Nevuah Hashem, and I don't want you to be scared. So Vayom Yirmiyahu Tzidkiyahu, so Yirmiyahu says to Tzidkiyahu, Ki Agid Lecha Elohim Estimaseini. If I tell you what God's really saying, you're going to kill me. Right? And if I give you advice, you're going to listen. So Vayishav HaMelech Tzidkiyahu Yirmiyahu Basis Leimor, Chai Hashem Isa Salonu Esa Nefesh Hazos Ima Mischa Bimeten Chabiyad Ar Nashim O'ila Hashem Mavak Shem Es Nafshecha. He says, I swear to you, these guys are not going to touch you. Right? So Vayom Yirmiyahu El Tzidkiyahu, Yirmiyahu tells Tzidkiyahu, Kom Ar Hashem Elokei Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, If you go out to the people of Babel, you are going to live. If you surrender, you'll live and the city will live. If not, the Babylonians are going to take over the city. They're going to burn it and you're not going to live. So Vayomach Tzidkiyahu Yirmiyahu Ani Doeges HaYehudim Asher Naflu El HaKasdim Penit Osibiyadam Misalal Ubi. He says, listen, I'm kind of afraid already of the Jewish people who defected. They're going to give me over and they're going to make fun with me. They're going to have a real problem with me, the Jewish people. You know, we are traditionally our own worst enemy. Vayomach Yirmiyahu Lo Yitenu Shmana B'kol Hashem LaAsher Ani Dover Eilach. He says, I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. You're going to live. If you don't, then all the women who stayed in the house, the wives of Yehoiachim, who stayed in the house of the king, I mean, that is Yehoiachim, when he and his mother went into Galus, they're going to say to you when they're brought out, they're going to turn to you, and they're going to say your cohorts enticed to you, your feet sunk in, and they turned their back. In other words, the people of the Nevi'ei Sheker told you you wouldn't be caught. Take a look what happened to you. Right? They're going to take all your wives, they're going to take all your children, and you're not going to run away. Right? He says, you think you're going to get away? The city's going to be destroyed. You're going to be captured. So he says, listen, if nobody hears this, you won't die. When they come to you and say, tell us what you told the king, don't hide it from us, we won't kill you. So what you should say to them, just tell them the truth that you asked the king not to send you back to the prison. They didn't hear anything, so they listened, they left him alone. So Yirmiyahu, in return, was able to stay in the Chatzar Matara until the day Yerushalayim was destroyed. And we'll see what's going to happen at the time that Yerushalayim was going to be destroyed. And that is going to be the discussion that we happen to discuss when we start to discuss Asara B'Teves, when we meet again on Tzom Gedalia. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.